Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farmers in St. James are benefiting from the provision of plant seedlings. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The St. James Parish Office of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, provides quality vegetable planting materials for farmers through its plant nursery located in Catherine Hall, Montego Bay. The establishment of the nursery came out of a needs assessment that was conducted some years ago. The nursery has been in operation for the past 6 years and has facilitated the production of top-quality sweet pepper, cucumber, cabbage, ginger and tomato seedlings for farmers to increase crop yields. A vegetable demonstration plot has also been established on the grounds of the RADA St. James office, where selected farmers attend workshops and are given technical support with how to plant and care for their crops. The agency has embarked on a drive to increase production of a number of crops and ensure that the parish reclaims its top spot in helping Jamaica to meet its food security needs. The main crops are plantains, bananas, and pineapples. Others, including Irish potato, ginger, sweet potato, dasheen, hot pepper, and red peas, will be used to drive production and productivity in the parish. Farmers in St. James are also doing well in apiculture and livestock rearing. St. James has 8,642 registered farmers. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that for the January to June 2017 period, agricultural output declined by 6.1%. In spite of the decline, the country grew by an estimated 0.3% for the April to June 2017 quarter and 0.2% over the first 6 months of the calendar year compared to the corresponding period in 2016. Further growth in the economy was hindered by the negative effect of flood rains on several sections of the island between March and June early this year. Director General Dr. Wayne Henry says these outturns largely reflect the impact of adverse weather conditions as well as reduced demand from purchasers of alumina and crude bauxite in the case of mining and quarrying.
Despite the slowing in the rate of growth during the last two quarters due to weather-related shocks, it is anticipated that for the remainder of the fiscal year, there will be a strengthening in the pace of growth, resulting in a fiscal year outturn within the range of 2 to 3%.
Dr. Henry says the growth prospects for the July to September quarter are generally positive, based on anticipated strengthening in the performance of most industries relative to the corresponding quarter in 2016. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When you see others are jump on two legs, jump on one. Translation: when you see others jumping on two legs, jump on one only. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Attention all real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board invites you to a public forum on continuing professional development. Join our main presenter, Mrs. Sandra Watson-Garrick, CEO of the Real Estate Board, on Thursday, September 7, 2017, at the Girl Guides Association, 2 Waterloo Road, Kingston 10, starting at 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. The Real Estate Board, working together to create safer, more comfortable living spaces.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, don't follow the crowd. There is nothing wrong with being different. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.